Iyu minan. Why is he any better than me? I'm a person, he's a person. Why should he be the God? The in the Kamri eye, I told him, yes, I'm laughing and I'm making a joke out of him. But, so that's Rabbi Yehuda Svara. So the person says to worship him, then when they say yes, that means nothing. But when they say to worship an Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make any sense, but to an idol, that they would worship. So if they worship the idol, they say they will, for that the Chayiv Misa. So Sola back a spirit to the Mishnah then. If both these Tanoim hold, that with an Amir alone, just saying you will worship, you Chayiv Misa, so why does our Mishnah only say, Ho'oiveit, if you worship the Avodah Zarah? Mashmah, there's no way to be Chayiv with the Amir alone. So Mora says, I'll tell you, Umas Nisa, the tale for the Mishnah is, Kan the Yochid Hanisais, Kan the Rabbim Hanisosim. Depends how many people they're talking into, telling them, come and worship the Avodah Zarah, and then they answer back and say, yes, we will go. Yochid, the Mishnah lady is talking about, we're talking it into one person, and he says, yes, I will go to worship. So therefore, Yochid Le Nimlech, Fetoy Basrei, a Yochid will not change his mind, and he'll listen. Therefore, if there's a Nasis, if somebody's talking this one person to worship the Avodah Zarah, and he agrees and says, yes, I will go and worship, then he really means it, and he's going to do it, and he's Chayiv Misa right now for that. But Rabin, if you're talking a few people in to do it together, then we say the Svar is Mimlechei V'loi Toya Basrei. So our Mishnah is talking about we have a few people together, they're only Chayiv if Ovdu, if they worship the Avodah Zarah. But just to say they will go, there we say most probably they won't end up doing it, they'll change their minds between themselves. Yeah.
No. If
you
say
Omar Rabbi Yosef, how do I know this? That there's a difference between a Rabbim and a Yochid. How do I know this? Mino aminilo. It says like this. The Pasuk says, Loi soive loi for loi sishma elov. If a Mesis, if somebody comes to talk you into worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, do not want to go after him, and do not listen to him. But so mashmah over. But if you want to listen to him, for shom and you do listen to him, chayiv for this alone you chayiv. This is the raya that was on with deeper alone. Just saying that you agree to the mesis and you say yes, I will listen to you. I will go and do I will worship the avodah zarah. For that alone is chayiv. Eisve, I have a question like this. So Eisve Abaye has the question. It says, no, Eisve Abaye mi shoni. Is there any difference? The Nisas, the Rabbim, and Nisas, Yochid, like so far we want to make a difference, that if you're talking your Rabbim into doing it, they're only Chayiv when they do the Avodah, when they worship. But a Yochid, he's Chayiv as soon as he says, yes, I'll listen to you. I've got time to learn like this. The Pasuk says, Ki Yesischo Ochicho Benimecha. This is a Nisas. When your brother, son of your mother, will come and talk you into Benimecha, Echad, yeah, they will come and talk you into come and worship and avoid the Zara. So it's mashm echad yochid hanisis, whether he's talking one person into coming to worship and avoid the Zara, the yechad the rabbim hanisosim, or whether he's talking a lot of people, a rabbim to come and worship and avoid the Zara. The yoitse yakosiv yochid mechla rabbim, the rabbim mechla yochid. So this pasha of mesis, Pasha is talking about both. Whether one person is talking one person into worshipping, or whether one person is talking 100 people into worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Still we know there's a difference whether a Yochid worships the Avodah Zarah, or whether the Ir and Dachas, whether the whole city worships the Avodah Zarah. Yochid Mechla Rabin Lahach Meragufoy. That if a Yochid worships the Avodah Zarah, he's Chayif Kila, or more Chomedic Misa than just a Chayif, that the Ir and Dachas is Chayif. But still we do not have to destroy his money. If the Yochid worships Avodah Zarah, he's Chayiv Tchila, that's all. His money goes to his Yoshim. Now Rabbim, if the whole city, a robe of the city worships the Avodah Zarah, then the Lachar is, the Mechlal Yochid, they're different than a Misa of the Yochid. Then when we come to kill the city, we only kill them with a Sayif. And the Pasuk says, we kill them with a sayif. But the Torah was machmer over there with their money. That we know we have to destroy the whole city. It says the Sarafta Beish, you have to burn the whole city in fire. So it's mashma only for whom milso who dishoni. This is the only difference between if you talk a rabbim into or you talk a yochid into it. any other halacha, ki adod ninu. It should be the exact same way. So how could you tell me now, a teretz and two mishnahs, that when you're talking the rabbim into worshipping, they're only chayv if they actually worship the avodah zarah. But when you're talking the yochid into worshipping, then he's chayv as soon as he says, yes, I'll listen to you. So it's not mashmah, there's such a difference. So therefore, so psukah's mashmah, it's one halacha, no matter how many people you're talking into. So the only difference is, these halachas of misa and mammon. Therefore the Gemara says, Elam Rabbaya, Abaya says a teretz like this. The theory in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, Oved, if you worship, and the Mishnah later says, if you say you will worship, Kan benisais mitiyatzmoi, kan benisais apiyacherim. Depends how many people are talking you into worshipping. Or kan, no, kan benisais mitiyatzmoi means you talk yourself into it. Mitiyatzmoi, Rashi says, shei nacha mitiyatzmoi. Nobody else is talking you into it. You just decided yourself to worship Avodah Zarah. And, kan benisais mitiyacherim. What does that mean? If you just started now and said to yourself, like, or you spoke out, I'm going to worship Avodah the Zorah, but nobody is there telling you to do it, so then that's our Mishnah, that Mimlach. You'll probably change your mind. So therefore, in such a case where nobody's talking you into it, just you're waking up yourself the first time to do it, that's our Mishnah, that only if Oyvei, if you actually worship him, then you Chayiv Misa. But before you worship, we're always saying, you do not really mean it. It's not really called Vorm Shablev yet. You don't really mean it. You're just speaking it out. But for sure you change your mind. But if there are other people that are talking you into it, then we say you listen to them, and for sure you go and do it. So therefore you say you'll do it, there you chayiv. Mipi achirim, goro basrayu, you're going to go after them, and you'll for sure listen to them. So therefore there, when you say you will worship, that's called Vorm Shablev, you really mean it, for that you chayiv misa. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Minu Aminullah, how do I know this? Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Minu Aminullah, how do I know this? Such a difference. Yeah. The Yassir, the Pasuk says, Loi Soi Veloi, you should not want to go after him, Veloi Sishma Elov, and do not listen to him. Ho'ovo Vishom Achayiv, Mashma, though, that if you want to and you listen to him, for that alone you chayiv. So mashma that just saying that you will and you're going to listen to him, for that you chayif. Rava says like this: Idi v'yidi benisus v'piacherim. No, both mishnas could be talking about where somebody is there talking you into coming to worship the Avodah Zarah. So then, why does our mishnah say only when you worship him? For ha di yomalei kach oicheles kach shoyse kach metiva. The next Mishnah is talking about where the Mesis is telling you how strong the Avodah Zarah is. He has to give you praises about the Avodah Zarah. Then he's really going to talk you into it, then you listen to him. So the next Mishnah is talking about where the Mesis tells you, listen, this Avodah Zarah can eat 100 pounds of meat a day, kach echeles, kach shesed, can eat a drink a jug of wine, kach metivet, such a nice person, kach Maria could do such bad. Hodele yomalei. In our Mishnah, though, he did not say it. So if he did not say like this, therefore, it's not a real Mesis. So then you're only chayv if you actually do the Avodah. If you actually are Oved Avodah Zarah. But before that, you're Potter. Hoda lo yom olay kach chelas kach shoysa. Omar Rav said, Minoa minula, how do I know this svara? To say there's a difference whether the Mesis is praising the Avodah Zarah or not. The Pasuk says like this, you have to watch out of ki yisischa chicha benimecha. So it says the end of the Pasuk, Meloi hei ha'amim, from the Getchkes, from the gods of the nations, Ashesviva Seichem, that are around you, HaKroivim Alecha. And then it says, Or HaRachoikim. So the question is, Mali Kroivim, Mali Rachoikim. What's the difference if the gods are close or away? What's the difference? They're telling you now to worship Avodah Zarah. What should be the difference? Sochi Kromalei. This is what the apostle means to say. That Metivusan Shokroivim, Atalomed Mativusan Shorachoikim. In other words, the Mesis knows that really it's a joke. That he knows that the idol can't do anything. So if he's not going to tell the people, come and worship the way the idols are here, people say, this idol is a dopey, he's a dummy. He can't do anything, this idol. I'm not going to worship him. So what they're going to have to tell you is that the ones that are far away, that I want to come and worship, they're not like the ones over here. The ones over here can't eat, they're dummies. But the one I want to take you to, he's a big, strong fellow. He can eat and he can do. That's what the Pasuk means. So you see clearly the Pasuk is talking about that the Mesa comes and praises his God that he wants you to worship. How does he do it? By saying that they're not like the ones that are carved to you close by. They're dummies. But I'm taking it to somebody that's great, so that's called a real Mesis. So that's the difference. If he comes and tells you that this one is great, then you're chayiv. Then it's a real Kabbalah. But now Mishnah, where he did not praise him, then we say, most probably you change your mind, and then you only chayiv when you actually oivet the Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah said he praises them by saying, Kach Achelez, Kach Sheisa, Kach Metiva, he's so great, he does good, Kach Mrik, or else he could do bad. Shema Aminu, there's the proof. That was his proof to say that Yoni Chayev when he praises the Avodah Zarah.
Right.
That was Rav's Teretz. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi is like this, Seifa be Yisrael Muma. I tell you, the Seifa is talking about a Yisrael Muma. That's where when he says he'll do it, he'll listen. And the Rashi is talking about a regular Yisrael. A regular Yisrael, when he says he'll do it, he doesn't mean it. But a Yisrael Muma, when he says he'll do it, there he means it. Ravina says, Loi zu avzu katoni. I'll tell you now, it means both. They're both true. The first Mishnah just says, if you worship, for that yichayev. The second Mishnah says, not only if you worship, even if you say you go. So really, both are true. And that's the derech how Mishnah sometimes say. It says one chiddush first, and then later it says a second chiddush. But not that it's a stereo. They both agree. Yeah. Now, here's the famous machlokes. Itma we learn like this. Ho'oved avoydes kechovim meyavol meyira. Let's say you worship now an idol because you're afraid of somebody. Someone comes and says, like, if you don't worship, I'll shoot you. So you're afraid of a person, that's why now you're worshiping the Avodah Zarah. Or else Meyava, because you love somebody. That's why you want to worship the Avodah Zarah. Is that called an Avodah or not? Is that called an Avodah Zarah or not? Rashi says, Meyava Meyira. Meyava Sodom, you love somebody. Or Meyira Sodom, you're afraid of somebody. You're not accepting upon yourself now this idol to be the real God, but you're worshipping him because you're afraid of somebody. Someone's telling you to do it. Or else because you love your friend and your friend told you to do it, so you're listening to your friend. Not because you really believe that he's the God, but just because you love your friend so much and he told you to bow down to him, so now you are really bowing down to him. Like, you're not like forced. You are really doing it. You really mean now to bow down to him. Just you do not need to accept upon yourself him to be the Lahus, that he's the God. Just you're bowing down to him. Is that a Maisa Avodah Zarah, Yechayiv Nisa for that or not? So it's a Machlokes. Abaye lo mechayiv, Abaye says yes, for this alone Yechayiv. Rashi says, B'meid, if you're doing B'meid of Asro, B'misa Yechayiv Nisa for this. Rav says no potter, Rav holds your potter, that's the locha. Abaye lo mechayiv, Abaye says, Chayiv, do polcha, listen, you bow down, you worship the Avodah Zarah, that's a Maisa Avera, Yechayiv Nisa for that. Nobody forced you to do it, you did it on your own, so Yechayiv Nisa. Ravama no poto. Why? Because the cloud, the pshat for Avodah Zarah is ikiblo leibelaho in. If you accept him to be your God, that's called worshipping an Avodah Zarah. Eloi loi. But here that you do not accept him to be your God, you're only doing it machmas avo, machmas yira, that's not called the chet of Avodah Zarah. Could be it's a lav, you know, you're not supposed to do that. It's a lav, but you won't be chayiv misa for that. Let's see the cases now. Look at this. V'yom Rabbi, Abai says like this. Minoa minala, how do I know to say what I'm saying that Yechayev Misa? Tetznan, we learn like this. Ho'oived avodes kechovim, echad ho'oived. Says now Mishnah, if you worship Avodah Zarah, echad ho'oived. Where do you worship? So now, what does it start off saying, any way you worship? And then it says different ways of Zaveyach, if you shecht. What's the first lashon of echad ho'oived? Somebody that worships. So he thought to say, my love doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, echad ho'oived miyavol miyira. Starts off the Mishnah means that somebody worships them just because of love or because of fear, for that also the Chayiv Misa. So you see the Mishnah says the Chayiv Misa. Rabbi says no, because the Mataras Rabbi Yirmiya, like Rabbi Yirmiya answered before already, that the Reisha Klal is, if you worship any Avodah Zarah Kedarkai, the way the Goyim worship it, for that the Chayiv Misa. Then the Mishnah says, but there are certain Avodahs, even Shaloi Kedarkai, that also Yechayiv Misa. But it's only talking about if you accept upon yourself him to be the Avodah, to be the God, and not Me'ava Me'ira. So you have no proof, Abaye. So good, Abaye accepted it. Omer Abaye said further, Minah Minah, how do I know this? The Tanya, well, as the Potek says, Lo Shishtachav Elohim. So we darshin lehem iyato mishtachve. You can't bow down to them. Avolato mishtachve li adam kemoisla. But you're allowed to bow down to a person like them. To stand like a statue of a person, stand to a person, you're allowed to bow down. Stand the king says to bow down to him, you're allowed to. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yochel afilu nevot kohaman, even like Haman, that when he told him to bow down to him, he meant to worship like he should be an avodah zarah. The Rashi says, nevot kohaman, sh'osa atzmo yavodas kechavim. Haman made himself to be like a god. If it wasn't for that, Mordechai wouldn't have been so angry. Then Mordechai would have bowed down. But according to this man, the reason why Mordechai did not bow down is because Haman made himself into an avodah zarah. So therefore, it was also to bow down to him. So I would have thought that even if he's like Haman, so Tam Levin Pasuk says, that you're not allowed to. V'loy sovdim. Rashi v'loy sovdim yiseru. I mean, if he makes himself into an avodah zarah, then you can't bow down even to a person. Now, by Haman, meyir heavy. He was only machmas yira. Rashi v'Haman meyira samelach heavy pal chilei. People only bow down to him because they had a fear of the king. Like it says, ki chein tzivaloi hamelach. The king told them. As when the people would bow down to Haman over there, it wasn't that they accepted upon themselves him to be the god. They only did it machmas yira. It still was saying that's part of the chet of avodah zarah. They now want to do this. Heve, yeah. Lo yisavu abhamim yira heve never. And still it's also. So Abaya brings a proof that a proof even meyavim yira it's also. Rava says no. What the brisa means is kahaman v'loy kahaman. Somebody like kahaman but not exactly like him. Kahaman diyu gufei avodas kechavim. When is it also if the person makes himself into an avodah zarah? Then you cannot bow down to him. But for loy kahaman, it's not exactly the case of Haman. The yilu Haman, because by Haman himself over there that the people bow down to him, it was only meyira. So could be there it was mutter to bow down to them, But the yach over here that was saying you're over the lav of avodah zarah, lav meyira. Not if you're bowing down to him because of fear, but if you're bowing down to him because you're accepting him to be the avodah zarah, for that you chayiv misa. So again, you have no proof to Abaye. Yeah. V'yom Rabbi Abaye goes further. Minu, how do I know my yisod that even meyava meyira you are chayiv? Titanya, we learn like this. Koyin Mashiach, that's the Koyin Godol. The avodas kechavim. If he ever had a chet of avodas kechavim, so he has to bring a special korban. So what kind of korban does he bring? As the korban of avodas kechavim, yes. So it's like this. Rebbe says b'shigagas maisa. He's chayiv with the shigagas maisa. He did an action b'shigig, even there was no helim davar. Like Rashi says, afilu le'nelim imenu is avodas kechavim. Even in the case where he did not forget any halachas. It was just the shigas maisa. The action was done b'shegeg. For that alone, it's chayav korban. Fachomer and the chomer say no. Pehelim dover. There has to be that he made a mistake of some type of halacha. Something had been missing. He must have forgotten something. Then we say it's called a shegeg is chayav. But if he did not forget anything, he can't find the case that it's chayav korban. Vishoven, they both agree. Shabbos ira ki yochid. Whenever he has to bring a korban soyer, that's the same halacha like a yochid. Like the way a regular person, Rashi's v'soyer v'shavin shabbos ira ki yochid v'afil l'rabbonad l'mishavil like yishar yochid. Even if you're the kohen gadol is not like a regular person, linyan l'schayev b'loy helam davar where he did not forget the halacha, but maidim and they both agree where shein kabonoi ba'avodas kechavim cholok mishar yochid that ba'avodas zarah they both bring the same type of a korban shemeviyas ira they bring a soyer. By Tadimura says, Vishavan, they also both agree, Shein Mevi Noshim Toli. They don't bring the Noshim Toli. Now, what's the case talking about over here that we said, the Shigugas Maisa, where he did an action, he forgot what, it was a mistake, what he did, but there was no Helam Dover, he did not forget any Halachis. So, Hai Shigugas Maisa, the Avodas Kechavim, Hechidami, where's the case that he forgot, he did an action, but not the Halachis? If he thought that this house is a shul and vishtachavalon, he went in and he bowed down. So you want to say that's called the shigugas maisa? Really, it was a church, and he went in and then he bowed down. So he made a mistake. But he didn't forget any halachas, like he knows all the halachas, he knows the shul you're allowed to, and the church you're not allowed to. Just he thought this was a shul. So the Gemara saw, Harei Libu L'Shamayim, so he doesn't have to give a korban for that. That's not even called the chet. When he bowed down to Hashem, not to the Avodah Zarah. So for that pshita, he's not chayav a korban, it's not called the chet. Elo, what has to be what the case is? To Chozi Yadantara, he saw here a statue of somebody. Vishtachvaloi, and he bowed down to him. That's the case. So good, he saw a statue of the king, and he bowed down to the king. So it depends. So again, what happened here? E kibla yalai belaha. If he accepted this statue to be like a god, and he's bowing down to it right now, so mezidu. He's not a shagig. He knows what he's doing. He knows there's a statue here. He's bowing down to the statue. So for that, he should be chayiv misa. Why is it only a shagig? That can't be a shigas misa. If he did not accept him to be the Avodah Zarah, so again, like Klumu,